Day five of the Panthers training camp rolls on. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with my running mates, Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, and Max Henson, staff writer from Panthers.com. And guys, we didn't make it unscathed so far in training camp, and injuries are always a part of training camp. Yesterday, the news on Kelvin Benjamin, though, was better than some folks had anticipated.
Yeah, we got a scare when he first came out here, not seeing Kelvin out here. Learned about, you know, midday right after practice that he had banged knees in the previous practice and was undergoing an MRI. And so then there's that waiting period where you want to see what the report is. And as you said, Mike, it was good, all things considered. A bone bruise in the knee, not out here today, possibly not out here for a few days, but nothing serious, and that was the great news.
Well, Max, up until this point, Benjamin was having a great camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been one of the stars of camp so far, without a doubt. Of course, the injury is real disappointing for a guy who's coming into the league as a rookie. You want as many of those practices under your belt to help your development, making the leap from college to the pros. But, I mean, his teammates and coaches have been so impressed with what he's been able to bring so early on. Really, in my mind, it's been making it look really easy for a rookie to come in and do that, just so big and so strong and so athletic. He's looked great. Hope to get him back on the field as soon as possible.
Yeah, get him back on the field as soon as possible. But in the meantime, Cam Newton will have a chance to continue to explore and develop new weapons in this offense. Who are some of the receivers, Brian, that may step up in his absence?
Well, you talk about stepping up. I mean, obviously, I start with the veterans that we've added with Jericho Koshy and Jason Avant. I almost hesitate to say step up because I feel like they've already been doing that, to be honest.
Exactly.
So I think they'll just keep doing what they're doing. I thought Tyquan Underwood had a better day yesterday. I saw him step up yesterday with Kelvin not out there. And, you know, there's a lot of guys to keep in mind in that group. I mean, Brenton Burson's had a good camp. And, I mean, Philly Brown has definitely made some plays both in receiving and return game. That's a guy I'm watching.
Now, Max, we talked about Cam Newton stepping in front of the mic. Watching him in camp this year, do you feel like he's assuming more of a leadership role?
I think so. I think that's been a gradual process for Cam ever since he kind of entered the league. It's been year by year. He's kind of picked up more and more responsibility. With some of the changes this offseason, we obviously expected maybe him to pick up a little bit more, and I think we've seen that in camp, despite the fact that he knows he's been a little limited with his ankle. He's trying to push his guys, and I thought it was interesting when you talk about the wide receiver group, he talked about the fact that each one of them has to be motivated in a different way. The way he's going to talk to Jericho Koshy can be a lot different than the way he talks to Kalo Hapalaras, and he's trying to find the right buttons to push. And that's what being a leader is all about. That's what being a quarterback is all about. And I think we're seeing that on full display from camp.
These guys definitely appear to be filling that void in leadership. Now, Brian, when you look on defense, there is no doubt Luke Kuechly, by actions and by deed, is the unquestioned leader of this defense.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to Luke yesterday. Max is actually going to have a story on him a little later today you might want to check out. Always interesting to see what number 59 has to say. But just more of the same from him, and you know, that's the way you want it. I mean, Cam yesterday, you know, referred to him as a low-maintenance superstar, basically. And, you know, that's what we see. But he's certainly high-intensity superstar, that rubs off on his teammates every day.
Hey, Max, echo that point. Low-maintenance superstar, because we know with Luke Kuechly, it's obvious he gets it.
Yeah, maybe Cam should write some stories for us. I mean, that's a great way to put it. Low-maintenance superstar is absolutely right. I mean, this guy, it was funny, the media was asking him about the things he had done in the offseason. Had he hired a publicist? No. Does he really like doing all these commercials and doing all these things? Not really. I mean, he kind of just wants to get out there and play football, and that's what's so great about Luke, is this is what he lives for. And you can see it. You know, you can see it when he's out there, just the energy he brings to practice. And you're talking about a team that finished number two in total defense last season. He's obviously the big reason why. He's really kind of rallied that whole group. And he's excited about things for this upcoming season, so that means I think we should be too.
Well, as you may tell by the lighting, it's early morning here at Panthers practice, and you're watching this training camp version of Panthers Pulse. Now, guys, talk about the morning schedule, because I know personally, you know what I say about the a.m. hours, it's when fat people come alive. I feel great out here at 9 a.m. Just don't look for me at 3:30. But talk about that morning schedule, because it has to help big guys like myself.
Yeah, and Coach Rivera talked about that a couple times already, that, you know, some tweaking of the schedule, a few more morning practices. I mean, the reality is that, you know, you want to push the guys, but you don't want to push them over the limit. And the heat of the afternoon, you know, we saw some cramping with the afternoon practice we've had so far. And then the other thing is, you know, evening could be an option, but there's the fear that what if a thunderstorm hits? When are you going to make that practice up? So I think it was a smart decision overall.
And, Max, I'm going to tell you, when you look at the schedule, what are guys saying about going in those morning hours?
Well, I think to echo what Brian said, it's something they're definitely in favor of. I think it's nice. Definitely the cooler temperature is not going to upset anybody. You know, it's nice to be able to practice. It's definitely much more comfortable out here right now. And then for the players, once you get done with some media availability and lunch, you've kind of got meetings and the rest of the evening. You know, you don't really have to gear up for a practice later in the day. You've kind of got a time to chill down. And I think the players are in favor of that. And the big thing, regardless of when a practice is, you want to make sure you're getting good work. Wherever that practice is going to be, you want to make sure you're putting in a good effort. And I think the players feel like they're doing that.
And I think Coach Rivera is pleased. I know, you know, there were some times during practice, there were some things he wanted to just keep the agenda moving, keep guys on task. And I tell you, in looking at some of the training camps he's run down here, this one is one of the best. And every year just seems to get better. Well, I can tell you what's getting better is the material on Panthers.com, if I may say so myself, because we have had the servers smoking down here at training camp. And guys, just talk about coming up. I know later this afternoon, big news with Travell Wharton's retirement.
Yeah, Travell will make it official this afternoon, what we kind of figured was coming. All signs pointed toward this. But, you know, great moment for Travell that he makes it to the end of his career and gets a chance to be celebrated by the organization. So that'll be a nice moment. And, Mike, I don't know if you were going to mention it or not, but our two versions of Camp Daily are things that people are really gravitating to on the website.
That's good
and
to
should
hear.
If they have not. Mike and Michaela Vernava's on-camera version of wrapping up the day and then a summary of all things that the Panthers have had on their website over the course of the day. It's a nice quick spot to get updated on everything at one time.
Yeah, it is. And Max, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have full coverage of Travell Wharton's retirement, but there's so much going on here at training camp. Folks definitely want to stay logged on, don't they?
Yep, absolutely. As we said, media availability every day. Me and Brian are churning out stories. The videos from Mike and his team, of course, going up constantly. Photo galleries from our great photographer, Melissa Melvin Rodriguez. Tons of photos throughout camp. She does a great job. And again, exactly what Brian said, Camp Daily is the place to go. All of that content in one place at the end of the day. Best place to read it all and watch it all.
Well, guys, keep up the good work. I mean, we have full confidence that you will do your job. And Panther fans, do your job by staying logged on to Panthers.com for the latest in news and information.